their credit cards. Some are working two jobs and living in cars. Minimum wage won't pay for a roof, won't pay for a drink. If you gotta have proof, just try it yourself, Mr. CEO. See how far 5:15 an hour will go. Take a part-time job at one of your stores. I bet you can't make it here anymore.
America, welcome back to our show here. We seem to have our equipment back together and running. I got to take it all apart and clean it off over the weekend here. So I've got my honey-do list all put together on that. I want to follow up on this thing that Helen Thomas said, and she's absolutely right, and it's one of those moments of clarity that you say, yeah, once World War II was over, there was no more Nazi Party. There were no more persecutions. Hitler was dead. The slave labor camps were shut down. The typhus was under control. There was no reason for them to have to leave. And therefore, no justification to come down into Palestine and take it away from the Palestinians. And she's absolutely correct. And I want to follow that up with a quote by David Ben-Gurion, the first Israeli prime minister, the guy who walked out there, said, forget about that UN partition plan and two-state thing. I declare Israel to be in existence. And Harry Truman says, I recognize you. And that was basically how Israel came into being. And David Ben-Gurion, was quoted by Nahum Goldman in The Jewish Paradox, said, quote, if I were an Arab leader, I would never sign an agreement with Israel. It is normal. We have taken their country. It is true God promised it to us, but how could that interest them? Our God is not theirs. There has been anti-Semitism, the Nazis, Hitler, Auschwitz, but was that their fault? They see but one thing. We have come and we have stolen their country. Why would they accept that? And he's absolutely right. In this statement, David Ben-Gurion is admitting Israel is built on land stolen from the Palestinians. And the Palestinians had nothing to do with the Nazis and Hitler. The sole justification for these transplanted Central Asian Khazars to be sitting on that piece of ground is the invisible man who lives in the clouds that nobody else can see or hear, who said, oh, you guys get this, and it's okay for you to kill anybody who says, hey, that's mine, why are you trying to bulldoze my home? Alrighty. Okay, now, today is Joe Stack Day. It's not an official holiday, of course, but it is one that is remembered out here in the blogosphere. Today's the anniversary of the day that Joe Stack, who had just lost his home and business to the Internal Revenue Service, flew his Cessna into the Austin, Texas offices of the Internal Revenue Service. Now, of course, the corporate media was out there smearing anybody who showed any concern for Joe Stack or his family as extremists. That's what ABC television was saying. You can't sympathize with this guy. You can't care about him. You're an extremist. You're a danger to society if you even consider sympathizing with this guy. Now, as it turned out, the Internal Revenue Service was wrong. And Joe Stack was right about the law. He had basically, his whole case was about the actual letter of the law, and he had been right, and the IRS had been wrong, and they don't have a really good reputation for accuracy anyway. In fact, even the IRS admits that little helpline they have for taxpayers to call up on, if you can actually get through, about 30% of the information you will get from that phone call is going to be wrong. Part of the problem is the tax code is so complicated, nobody can make sense of it. And, of course, the tax code is intentionally that complicated to sort of obfuscate the fact that it's not really rooted in any actual law. So, in their haste to fill a quota, remember the story about how they had these signs, seizure fever, catch it, on all the IRS walls, some anonymous IRS drone destroyed Joe's life, took his home and took his business, and Joe fought back the only way left available to him. Remember what John F. Kennedy said, when peaceful revolution is made impossible, violent revolution becomes inevitable. We're going to take a break. We'll be right back.
Shocking. terrifying, but very truthful and revealing. Finally, a documentary on the horrifying results of unopposed estrogen. Estrogen dominance. Are we writing our own epitaph? I urge you to go to www.republicbroadcasting.org. Click on the HealthLink America banner and watch the documentary, The Disappearing Male. To my knowledge, this is the first documentary about the threat that unopposed estrogen poses to our survival as a species. It's a real eye-opener. But the documentary gives no solution to the problem. We have the solution. If we don't get the progesterone message to the younger generation, especially the young women, our very survival is in jeopardy. Again, that website is www.republicbroadcasting.org. Click on the HealthLink America banner. After viewing, please visit our website, www.healthlinkamerica.com.
Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous base metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, metal expansion, and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog filters, pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate upon itself as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphites. Also offers the tremendous benefits of being non-toxic. It's used for a friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
Attention RBN listeners, the Freeze-Dry Guy, providing the finest in long-term storage food since 1970. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. In actual scientific tests, these foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. These foods are delicious tasting, hearty, light to carry, and easy to prepare under the most adverse conditions. Unfortunately, many people building a family food storage program, as well as many companies providing emergency feeding programs, simply do not give you enough protein, especially animal protein. No other food satisfies like animal protein during stressful times. If you're a meat eater, you will definitely want our freeze-dried meats and entrees, but we do offer vegetarian items as well. Visit freezedryguide.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Join Mike on the air. Call toll-free 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. We're talking about the anniversary of Joe Stack flying his aircraft into the IRS offices in Austin, Texas, as his final last resort protest against what we now know in hindsight to have been an improper seizure of his home and business. Certainly that's consistent with the pattern we've seen coming out of Wall Street with foreclosures and confiscation of homes, which are now, again, in hindsight, yeah, it wasn't supposed to happen, was illegal. MERS does not have the legal authority to be transferring titles and executing this stuff out, and it's all kind of unraveling here. But it underscores the fact that there is a problem in this country with taxation being way too high and very poorly administered. Certainly from the plethora of TV commercials for tax resolution services that are dominating the TV networks, we may deduce that tax noncompliance has become an epidemic. And it's not a question of people refusing to pay their taxes or not wanting to pay their taxes. People simply do not have the money because prices have been going up, costs have been going up. We're all being forced to take, you know, lower paying jobs. We're caught between a rock and a hard place, and coming up with the money required to prop up Wall Street and feed the largest military and dictatorship in history is just impossible. People across America are having to choose between paying taxes and keeping a roof over their head, and you cannot criticize them for choosing the latter. And then when the IRS shows up to basically destroy what's left of their lives, they fight back. any way that they can. And again, it's understandable when they do. Now, because of Joe Stack, a lot of attention has been brought to bear on taxation and its legality. And years ago, if you had suggested to most Americans that the U.S. government was actually lying about the legality of the income tax, the response would have been, oh, come on, the government would never lie to us about something that important. But that was then, and this is now, and we are a nation that understands finally that the U.S. government lied through its teeth about Saddam's nuclear bombs in order to trick us into a war, and are now trying to save face by pawning it off on some patsy. Oh, he fooled us all. We're victims too. Don't be angry. He hurt us just as much as he hurt you. Talk about pegging the needle on the bovine excrement meter. So we put up a couple of websites at whatreallyhappened.com that you need to look at. One is a link to a website called The Law That Never Was, The 16th Amendment and Taxes. And what's interesting, these websites that I'm referring you to, in most cases, are put up by people who used to work for the tax departments of their states and the federal government. These were people on the inside who had an epiphany of realizing, hey, there is something radically wrong here. So The Law That Never Was is the website for Bill Benson, who basically is the person who went out to all of the state capitals, to the archives, and documented that the 16th Amendment failed ratification. Oh, my stars in heaven, Secretary of State Philander Knox lied to us all when he said the 16th Amendment was in effect. A reminder, the 16th Amendment was ramrodded through a fake ratification process the same year that the Federal Reserve came into being. It's a pair, private central bank and the income tax to feed your money to that private central bank were brought into existence together. It's all part of the same scam, the creature from Jekyll Island, a private central bank to which you and your children are shackled to with a constitutional amendment that never really was ratified. And you need to start understanding that is a reality here. Now, the next link I put up there is a court transcript from a case called Sullivan versus United States. And the aspects of the case itself aren't all that important. But in this transcript, on pages 22 and the top of 23, Judge James C. Fox openly admits the 16th Amendment failed ratification, then goes on to say that because the government has gotten away with using it to collect an income tax from the people, the courts will just go on pretending that income taxes are legal, because after all, tax revenue is where the judge's courtroom comes from, his staff, those funny-looking robes, and his salary. So, of course, the courts are going to go along with what the judge is admitting is a scam, a lie, a cheat of the American people. Now, I know about Judge James C. Fox because I followed a quote from this documentary. It's called America, Freedom to Fascism. The full director's approved cut is up at Google Video. We have a link to it at whatreallyhappened.com. You need to watch this movie all the way through. In fact, that's your homework. There'll be a pop quiz on Monday. And you need to watch it all the way through and look at the information that's there. And what you will find in there are a couple of things. The IRS is not a government agency. It is a private corporation. It is a collection agency, no different than the people calling you about your overdue credit card payments. And as Alan Greenspan has admitted on video, the financial corporations of America are rife with fraud and criminality. And as you watch this movie, America, Freedom to Fascism, remember that everybody's saying that the personal income tax on wages and salary is legal are the same people who told you Saddam Hussein had nuclear weapons. So, would the government lie to us about something important? Yeah, to be able to take half of everything that you earn? Remember, under the laws of the United States as it was first formed, a direct non-apportioned tax on wages and salaries was banned by the Constitution. It was illegal. And there were two Supreme Court rulings that struck down an income tax when the federal government tried to impose one. That's why they needed a 16th Amendment to get past those earlier prohibitions, except that it was written and as so crudely and badly that subsequent Supreme Court decisions ruled that it didn't actually change the tax laws. It didn't grant Congress any new taxing authority. And these Supreme Court rulings are ignored by the Internal Revenue Service. And there's a very telling interview between Aaron Russo and a former IRS commissioner where he basically says, the Supreme Court doesn't matter, doesn't have any influence over us. We're above the Supreme Court. We're the IRS. The laws don't apply to us. We're just there to take money. So anyway, when you're watching this video, and by the way, we had Aaron Russo as a guest on our show just before he passed away, and a very straight-shooting gentleman, very, very concerned about the direction this country was going, and watching his documentary now, all these years later, he was so bang spot on. This should be a video that you have in your personal DVD collection. So anyway, when you get to the 53-minute mark on the video, yeah, it's a very long, it's a full-size, it's a feature film documentary. When you get to the 53-minute mark, you're going to hear one of the many stories about what happens to American families on a mere suspicion that they might have done something wrong, the Gestapo tactics. I mean, the IRS agents broke into this guy's home and were forcing his wife and daughter to change clothes in full view of the IRS agents. And I was watching that this morning because I wanted to refamiliarize myself with that. And I kept flashing back to this quote from Alexander Solzhenitsyn from the Gulag Archipelago, and I'm going to read you the quote directly. And how we burned in the camps later thinking, what would things have been like if every security operative, when he went out at night to make an arrest, had been uncertain whether he would return alive and had to say goodbye to his family? Or if, during periods of mass arrests, as for example in Leningrad, when they arrested a quarter of the entire city, people had not simply sat there in their lairs, paling with terror at every bang of the downstairs door and at every step on the staircase, but had understood they had nothing left to lose, and had boldly set up in the downstairs hall an ambush of half a dozen people with axes, hammers, pokers, or whatever else was at hand. The organs would have very quickly suffered a shortage of officers and transport, and notwithstanding all of Stalin's thirst, the cursed machine would have ground to a halt. If we didn't love freedom enough, and even more, we had no awareness of the real situation. We purely and simply deserved everything that happened afterwards. Keep that quote in mind as you watch this documentary. This is the most important link on the What Really Happened webpage today. America, Freedom to Fascism by Aaron Russo. You do need to watch it all the way through. There is also, at 1 hour and 8 minutes, a great interview with Ron Paul. And when you hear Ron Paul's answers to Aaron Russo's questions, you will understand why the political establishment is terrified of his ascendancy, and why you've got these neocons and Israel firsters like David Horowitz are out there just trying to slam him and smear him and say he's an anti-Semite. We've got to destroy him. We can't let him get his hands on control of the government, or all those billions of dollars coming out of the American taxpayers' pockets for Israel are going to dry up, and we can't let that happen. So for a lot of reasons, this is a video you should be looking at. If for no other reason that Joe Stack did not give his life in vain. All righty. Let's see. We have, I think, a caller still waiting on the line. Let me scroll back here. Joe in Texas. Aloha, Joe. Welcome to the show. Sorry to keep you waiting. What's on your mind?
It's George from Texas.
George from Texas.
Yeah, how you doing?
On top of everything else here. What's going on?
I say one thing. I do support the protesters because I really think on this austerity where we got to cut back, our taxes go up, we got to cut back on our pay and all that stuff, and all this money has to go to the bankers.
That's right.
And, you know, the thing is, right now down in the Texas legislature, they're having a budget battle because they have a $25 billion shortfall. Mm-hmm. And I wouldn't be surprised if protests start showing up in Austin. I mean,
it's going to happen all across America now. There's no stopping it. And I think we're going to see that kind of brutal repression start here in the U.S. They're going to try and nip it in the bud, and it's just going to enrage everybody. Hang on, George. We're going to bring you back after the commercial break. We'll be right back.
really gets in the way of your goals and dreams? Time? Money? Education? Well, if it's all of the above, Ashworth College is for you. Ashworth can help you achieve your goals by letting you study at your own pace, online, anywhere, anytime. Your computer is your classroom. With programs as low as $39 a month, Ashworth College is one of the most affordable online schools out there. Just $39 a month. Plus, Ashworth offers over 100 nationally accredited college programs, such as criminal justice, healthcare, technology, and business. You could earn as much as $300,000 more than those without an associate's degree. No high school diploma? Well, Ashworth even offers high school completion programs. So call an Ashworth Career Advisor right now, toll free at 1-866-504-8173. That's 1-866-504-8173. Or go to ashworthtraining.com.
Have you heard? Proactiv is new and better than ever. Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway and you'll also receive free shipping. Do you have troubled skin, acne? Well, we have great news. With new Proactiv, your acne can heal and you can prevent new breakouts from happening. Be one of the first to try it by giving us a call at 1-800-635-1053. Because we're going to let a million people try new Proactiv risk-free. Get two free gifts and also receive free shipping when you call right now. You heard it. Be one of the first to try new and better than ever Proactiv, and you'll receive a 60-day risk-free trial of the new Proactiv, two free extras, and free shipping when you call 1-800-635-1053. This is our best radio offer ever. Get your risk-free 60-day trial of new Proactiv plus free shipping. That's right, free shipping. This offer won't last long. Call 1-800-635-1053. That's 1-800-635-1053.
Introducing the new Go Berkey Kit, the first of its kind portable water purification system for those on the go. The new Go Berkey system has an amazing output of about a gallon an hour. Each Go Berkey Kit includes a 1-quart high-quality stainless steel system complete with a black Berkey purification element, a generic sports bottle, and a nylon carrying case. The whole kit weighs a mere 2.25 pounds. With an expected element life of around 3,000 gallons, you can refill the Go Berkey system up to an incredible 12,000 times before needing to replace the element. The new Go Berkey kit is perfect for backpacking, hiking, emergency packs, bug-out bags, international travel, car emergency kits, or for your desk at home or at work. Get your Go Berkey kit today for only $139 by calling 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, the online store. It's a featured product.
What this country is coming to, I sure would like to know. If they don't do something by and by, the rich will live and the poor will die. Doggone, I mean the panic is on.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. And my goodness, those helicopters are flying overhead again. And I realize it's training flights that are always flying in echelon formation and going back and forth. And if you think about it, just one of those flights, those helicopters will use up more gasoline than your car does in an entire month. And you're just up there going, yee-haw, we're having fun. We're flying through the skies over a tropical Pacific paradise, and the taxpayers get to pay for it. All right, we're going to go back here to George in Texas. And George, basically following up on what you were saying, absolutely, the American people have been pushed to the limit. The message from the government for the last several years has been, you must make do with less because we need more to give to the bankers. And it's just been this steady, steady drumbeat. You must live in a smaller house. You must give up your children's college education. You must defer necessary medical treatment. You must wear last year's clothing. You've got to drive that old rusty car for another year because we need the money, because by golly, those poor misunderstood bankers on Wall Street, you know, they really thought they were onto a good thing with the fraudulent mortgage-backed securities, but gosh darn it, they got caught. And we can't let them go to jail because they're really good campaign contributors. So we're going to take $14 trillion and a few million houses away from the American people and hand it to Wall Street so that they can settle their accounts. And, you know, they've been working really hard, so they deserve those $130,000 wristwatches and $150 hamburgers and $800,000 Bugatti cars that they love to drive. because that's what free enterprise is about in the United States of America. And you have freedom to just go along and do as you are told. And so absolutely, every place that we see the legislatures stand up and say, we got to cut the essential services that you pay taxes for, yeah, you're going to get a revolution. You're going to get protests. You're going to get a lot of anger. Because Americans are okay with paying taxes if we are paying taxes to take care of America. But we're not. What every one of these legislatures is saying is we got to take more money from you to give to the banks, and the only way we can balance our books is we got to take more money from you, but we can't do anything for you. It's just this giant sucking machine that is sucking the blood out of your neck like a giant leech. Like vampires. Wall Street is an area occupied with vampires. They're living on the blood of Americans, and they give nothing back. And that is the true hallmark of a money addict. Businessmen, people engaged in commerce, understand money has to go out in order to come back. Money addicts want to so order the world that the money is constantly flowing to them and none of it ever goes back. And that's where commerce becomes conquest. And that's what we're dealing with right now.
Well, Mike, you know, the thing is, March the 5th, they're having a big rally in the state's capital. It's Texas Independence Day. And I hope there's a big crowd there that says, we want our independence. We don't want to pay for the bankers no more. Texas, be independent.
I certainly hope they do it. It's going to happen. It's starting to happen across America. It started in Iceland. Jail the bankers. Fire the government that got us into this mess and jail the bankers. No more Federal Reserve. We've had three of these private central banks. All three of them have brought the nation to the edge of ruin. We are facing a simple choice. Get rid of the private central bank and the government that supports it, or lose the entire nation. And the time to decide that is right now.
Well, you look at the early parallels of early Texas. You know, the early settlers of Texas were escaping from the second bank, the debt-crushing second bank of the United States.
Absolutely, I know that.
And, you know, that's how early Texas was founded, until Andrew Jackson gave the bankers the boot. And, you know, the thing is, we're going to probably see the same thing. You know, I wouldn't mind Texas being independent, saying, we're through with the bankers. We're through with you, Washington.
Well, I know there's a very active secession movement down there. We've got an independence movement here. We can't really secede because the U.S. government recognizes that the Republic of Hawaii never ceased to exist. So in our case, it's simply an issue of regaining our independence. The Supreme Court actually ruled that the United States Congress did not have the legal authority to annex Texas through joint congressional resolution, which is how Texas became part of the United States. And so the legality of Texas statehood is very much up in the air. You're not going to get a lot of sympathy from the state government because the way things are set up now, everybody in a state government is dreaming and lusting of promotion to Washington, D.C. So it's going to come down to the people, and when the people get angry enough, the government cannot stand against them. That's the lesson of Cairo.
Well, thank you, Mike. Have a good weekend.
All right, thanks an awful lot. Have a really good weekend here. Now, obviously, we're looking at a situation, as we said earlier in the show when we were talking with Claire, our government, the government of Israel, it's really the same group of people, they're desperate for a new war. Ever since Cairo happened, ever since Mubarak was kicked out, and these other revolutions are starting to accelerate around the world, the U.S. and Israel are understanding their iron grip over the planet is going to slip unless they find a way to distract the world away from all these revolutions. And the only distraction they've got out there is a new war. And if you notice how this push to restart the coup in Iran or to justify a war with Iran, how they've just hit the pedal, the gas pedal. It's gone right into warp drive. They're pushing. They're trying as hard as they can to find some way to sell you this necessity to spend what's left of your money and your children's lives to go off and kill Iran. And the propaganda is really almost getting absurd. I have an example when we come back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.
In times like these, you can't depend on the government to keep you warm and fed, but you can depend on the Vermont Bun Baker to do just that. With the Vermont Bun Baker, you'll never be in a situation where you can't cook, bake, fry, boil water, or heat your home, all at the same time. One of the most revolutionary cook stoves, wood stoves ever, the Vermont Bun Baker is available with or without soapstone veneer, a natural stone that retains heat and radiates it back into the room once the fire is out. A beautiful addition to your home, the Vermont Bun Baker has an efficiency rating well above 75% and qualifies for the wood stove tax credit. For more information, watch the Vermont Bun Baker on YouTube and live stream or visit us at www.vermontwoodstove.com. You can also reach us by calling 1-866-SOAPSTONE. Don't ever be hungry or cold because the power's gone out. With a Vermont Bun Baker, all you have to worry about is what's for dinner.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, visit www.lasermedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasermedinc.com.
Call now, 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528.
Do you need help getting your child to behave? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'm willing to give away thousands of my best-selling total transformation programs for free. All you do is tell us how the program works for you and your family. Did it turn around your child's behavior? Did the screaming and arguing stop in your home? Is he doing better in school? The Total Transformation has helped hundreds of thousands of families. I want to see what it can do for you, and I'm willing to let you have it for free. Just order my program, use it with your child, then send me your feedback. I'll refund the purchase price of the program. You keep the Total Transformation program forever, for free. You don't have to struggle with your child's bad behavior one more day, because now you can try my Total Transformation, and the program will be free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. We're talking about the very obvious propaganda to try and ignite a war against Iran or to restart last year's failed coup d'etat. And during last year's failed coup d'etat, we caught the BBC mislabeling photos. They took a photo of a pro-Ahmadinejad rally, and they cropped Ahmadinejad out, and they put it up there with the caption that it was a rally opposing Ahmadinejad, that it was the democracy movement, it was the liberation protesters, and we must support them. And then I actually found the exact same photo, full frame, with Ahmadinejad in it, standing and waving at the crowd who are clearly cheering him. And it was a huge crowd. And I put it up with the BBC original, and I said, the BBC is lying to you. And to their credit, the BBC actually said, yeah, you caught us. We mislabeled the picture. What really happened busted us. So I was rather proud of that one. So I put that up as a flashback, and I did that because a reader wrote in earlier saying that Fox News showed a video of a protest taking place in Iran and reported it, announced it as a protest against Ahmadinejad. And yet in the video, the protesters were holding signs depicting Benjamin Netanyahu as a satanic vampire and Barack Obama as a puppet master. Doesn't sound like it's an anti-Ahmadinejad protest to me. By the way, if anybody has this piece of video with Fox News and the caption, please send it in. I want to put it up there and immortalize it as another example of why the American corporate media is completely, totally co-opted by Israel. And there's nothing new about that. One of the flashbacks we put up there today was this Russia Today video basically reconfirming that Israel pays American reporters, bribes American reporters, prostitutes, to always report the news in a way to favor Israel. You're not going to get a straight story from the American corporate media. They keep proving that to you over and over again, which is why they're losing audience and all of you are coming over here to our show in here. You know, Israel's foreign minister, they're organizing people to basically go out and flood the internet with pro-Israel propaganda. And if you want a good illustration of that, go over to that story where David Horowitz is trying to scream that Ron Paul is an anti-Semite and the conservatives have to get rid of him. And read through the commentary down below there, where there's a lot of support for Ron Paul. And you, it's just obvious. The Israel's megaphonies leap in and say, oh, he's terrible, he's an anti-Semite, he's a, and they're just out to attack him, and they don't realize how obvious they are. That somebody just flipped a switch and sent a bunch of people in there to try and take control of and dominate the conversation. And I call them on it in there, and they say, oh, you think everybody's a megaphony, and I put up all the links about all these stories that we see over and over again about how Israel is getting volunteers and they're hiring people in public relations firms and they're bribing reporters to try and control the information going to the people of the world. And, of course, because of the internet, it's failing. They've lost control over the minds of the world, and they don't know how to get it back. Telling the truth would help, but apparently that's kind of beyond their capability here. All righty, we're going to go to the phones. Thomas in Sweden, aloha. Thomas, welcome to the show. What is on your mind?
Aloha, Michael. Do you hear me okay? Because Bill couldn't.
I can hear you just fine.
Okay, great. I have some nice news from Iceland. Do you know those people who started the revolution?
Yes.
President Grimson met today with the people who signed an online petition that he shouldn't save, you know, this fraudulent bank, iSave.
Yes.
And he's still mulling whether or not he is going to sign the bill that the legislator actually did pass to save the bank. But he's still thinking about it after meeting these people, and we're only hoping.
Well, I'll tell you what. Next time you see him, address him as Hosni, and I think that will probably send the message.
Oh, no, he's good. He already rejected it a year ago. He refused to save the bank a year ago. He's cool.
Okay, well, that's good. Well, for those legislators who are trying to sell you back out to the banks again, remind them that just because you've had one revolution does not mean you're proof against another. When we talk about the French Revolution, it wasn't just one. There were several, one right after the other, because each new revolutionary government went back to trying to do things the way the nobility had. And it took like six or seven revolutions from 1793 to 1808 before they finally got a government that said, okay, we got to take care of the people, or we're going to be next up on those guillotines.
I think he's on the people's side because, I mean, imagine even, let's say Obama allowing petition signers who were against some bill that the Congress had passed and Obama hadn't signed it yet. Imagine him inviting them into his official residence to discuss the matter.
Well, again, discussing the matter looks really good in the media, but the final issue is going to be whether he vetoes it or not. And, you know, I'm going to reserve judgment until he does, because we know the bankers of the world, they've got so much money and so much power and so much political pull, and in the end, they do kill people and start wars, you know, to get their way. And probably, you know, I would assume right now probably that somebody has been calling this guy up and saying, hey, remember what happened to Andrew Jackson and Abraham Lincoln and John F. Kennedy. And, you know, I mean, that is what the bankers are willing to do. There is that much money and power at stake. Look at how hard Hosni Mubarak worked to stay in power. The bankers are just as manic about not losing debt slavery of the entire planet.
Okay, Mike, the minute I find out, I'll let you know the news, whether it's good or bad, okay?
Thank you very much, and if it's bad, I hope the Icelanders throw the next government into the volcano. Thanks an awful lot. You know, if you're going to have a big volcano erupting all over the place, put it to some good use. Drop the corrupt politicians and the bankers into it. Alrighty, let's see. We already talked about Obama warning the Palestinians that they shouldn't stand up and ask to have the UN recognize that the settlements are illegal, even though the settlements are, in fact, illegal here. Alright, I want to talk a little bit about the economy. There is so much going on with that right now. As we reported yesterday, the first-time jobless claims are ticking back up again. The joblessness problem is not going away. The government's trying to obfuscate it with bookkeeping tricks, but it's still going up. And also, a little nasty surprise yesterday, inflation in January was about 25% higher than even the federal government was predicting. And of course, we're all seeing it at the gas station and the food markets and the hardware store. You know, I went to get some little tiny hardware part, nuts and bolts to fix something here in the house. And I was looking at the prices and saying, wow, you know, I'm paying now for a single nut and bolt what I used to pay for an entire bag full of these things, you know, when I was, you know, back in my college days. And it's just absolutely amazing. And the problem here is very, very simple. If you're standing there and you've got a Federal Reserve note, a pretty printed piece of paper, and right next to you is a banker, and he's standing there with a pretty printed piece of paper, both of you have equivalent buying power. I'm the American people. I've got one of these. The bankers in Wall Street over there, they've got one of these. We have equal buying power. But then Ben Bernanke turns on that printing press, and he starts showering these things all over Wall Street and the bankers. And all of a sudden, they've got 100 of these for every one that you've got. And simply by virtue of the printing press, all of a sudden, the bankers in Wall Street have 100 times as much buying power as you do. Now, when you have too much money chasing around too few goods and services, prices are going to go up because prices always rise to absorb the available cash in the marketplace. And so the price of everything goes up. Well, the bankers and the Wall Street people can afford it because they're getting these free little pieces of paper from Ben Bernanke. But, you know, you don't get free money from the printing press. You have to go out and take a second job so that one of their lordships will deign to perhaps dangle one or two of these in front of you and say, "Here, sir, you may have this. You amuse me. Take this dollar and go home." And so the inflation that we are all suffering is simply the after effect of that legalized counterfeiting operation called the Federal Reserve System and their very generous showering of between 12 and 14 trillion, depending upon whose numbers you trust, all over Wall Street. And you know what really pisses me off? Can you imagine what $14 trillion invested in the American infrastructure, in manufacturing, in industry, in new technology, what wonderful things could have been accomplished with $14 trillion. Instead, that money and the debt that it will impose on the American people for generations to come was spent purely to keep the Wall Street crooks out of prison for the fraudulent mortgage-backed securities. I don't know why you're not furious about it. I am. We have a couple of active volcanoes around here, too. What can I tell you? All righty, let's see. Now, Allstate, which invested in the mortgage-backed securities, is now suing J.P. Morgan over the sale of the toxic assets. And again, we get back to this point. Please stop using the word toxic. They are not toxic. They are fraudulent. They are crimes. These pieces of paper are evidence of felony fraud. And you have been looted so that J.P. Morgan could buy them all back. And that's what's going to happen with this lawsuit. Allstate sues J.P. Morgan over the sale of the mortgage-backed securities. What Allstate is suing is to force J.P. Morgan to buy back all the bad paper and make good on the credit default swaps. And J.P. Morgan will do it. And you will be forced to pay for it. either through more loans from the Federal Reserve borrowed on your behalf by the government to give the money to J.P. Morgan to square the books and stay out of jail, or they'll simply start confiscating more homes as they have been up to now. Remember, during the height of this economic crisis, the U.S. government, starting in the Bush administration and accelerating under Obama, gave tax credits to corporations that encouraged the moving of high-paying jobs to other countries. In other words, the U.S. government took your jobs to make it easier for the banks to take your homes because they needed your homes on the balance sheets to stay solvent. Remember back during the first hearings over the whole foreclosure mess, Damon Slivers in Congress said, we can have a reasonable discussion about the foreclosure mess, or we can preserve the capital structure of the banks. We cannot do both. Which are we going to do? And it is obvious in hindsight that the U.S. government has said, we've got to protect the bankers. Yes, it will cause suffering among the American people, but by golly, they're a swell bunch of Joes, and they'll just go along with it. And obviously in Wisconsin and Ohio, the message is coming out, no, we're not going to go along with it. If we're a free people, we have the freedom to say no. We are saying no. What all of us need right now, what all 300 million Americans need to do, is to reclaim our right to say no. It was given to us by the Founding Fathers in the First Amendment and in the Second Amendment. That Second Amendment is not about hunting and target shooting. The Second Amendment gives the American people the right to say no to the government and to force the government to listen. There is no freedom without the freedom to say no. So. Now, there's a new documentary out, speaking of films. It's called Inside Job. And it is an examination of how the bankers, through their greed and recklessness, caused the financial crisis. I haven't seen the documentary yet, so I don't know how honest it is. But I think it's time that we all start looking at this. I mean, the FCIC report laid it right out. None of what we have suffered since 2005 was necessary, could have all been avoided. No firestorm of foreclosures, no loss of jobs, no closing of businesses, none of that needed to happen if Wall Street had obeyed the law and the federal government had enforced the laws, held Wall Street to the laws. And they made a big show about throwing Bernie Madoff in country club prison, club fed, because horror of horrors, he cheated his fellow Jewish people. That was actually in the newspapers. The shock that he had committed these crimes against his fellow Jewish people. You're not supposed to do that. You go to jail. Everybody else gets to walk around. We are seeing more and more pundits, including Matt Taibbi, I believe that's the correct pronunciation, over at the Rolling Stone, which is a newspaper I've not paid a lot of attention to. We all know the song, we want to be, you know, on the cover of Rolling Stone and everything. But Matt is writing some really good articles over there, and he is asking the question we all need to be asking. Why are the Wall Street bankers not in handcuffs? Where is the federal government, which is spying on us all and groping our crotches at the airport to keep us all safe from harm, not arresting the people who have done the most harm to our country? We have prisons full of people arrested for smoking a marijuana cigarette. Why are we not filling the prisons with these Wall Street bankers who have destroyed the lives of millions of Americans? When is it going to happen? Remember, during the French Revolution, the very first people who went to the guillotine were the bankers. It wasn't just coincidence. All right, we got a caller on the line, D in Minnesota. Aloha, D. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Aloha, Mike. It's not just Texas or Texas and Ohio and Michigan having budget cuts. We're going to have some deep ones here too.
Well, all 50 states are going to have massive budget cuts. They can't avoid it. The question is, are the people of those states going to go down to their legislatures and say, no, no more? You do not.
Our Head Start group has, but I've seen students doing it.
Yep.
And it looks like some of the cuts here are involving state agencies. too.
Well,
so,
you know, the situation is the government cannot go on raising taxes and cutting services to pay off an artificial debt that we did not agree to, and that really is the issue. When the United States Congress was considering the first of these bailouts, TARP, 90% of Americans were calling the Congress and saying, do not use our tax money to bail Wall Street out. And Congress went ahead and did it because Congress was invested in these same scams. The members of Congress.
Yep, I was one of them who did.
Yeah. And the members of Congress basically sold out the American people to Wall Street in order to protect their own piece of the action. I'm a member of Congress. I got a piece of the action here. They're going to make me rich if I just, you know, throw the American people under a bus. We got to take a break here. Dee, stay with you. I'm going to take you into the final segment. We'll be right back.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart and Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2 month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Are you still paying your credit cards and so-called bank loans thinking that you owe the money? Do you feel like it's your moral obligation but can't see an end in sight? Well, what if I told you that in truth, you don't owe a single penny and that the banks know this and hope you don't find out? Here's where we come in. Free2Prosper.com specializes in a profound debt repudiation method which challenges the validity of your so-called debts, morally frees you from the burdens, and protects your property. Our system is often superior to settlement, bankruptcy, or consolidation, which often leave you in a worse situation. If you feel the moral obligation to take care of yourself and your family, then I urge you to consider taking action right now. The economy will not wait. If you want to know more so you can prosper through the economic collapse, all while staying honorable and true to yourself, then call 877-417-8393. That's 877-417-8393. Or visit free2prosper.com right now.
We will not go down in the night without a fight. You can burn up our mosques and our homes and our schools, but our spirit will never die. We will not go down in Gaza tonight.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. And we got some weird sounds going on. All right. Before I get back to D here, I'm getting emails from people saying that the article I was describing earlier in the show, written by David Horowitz, attempting to basically smear and castigate Ron Paul because he's an anti-Semite and so forth. Apparently, comments have been blocked on that article now. They've blocked it. They're not accepting new comments. It was apparently going so badly against Horowitz and all the Israeli shills, they finally just pulled the plug on the whole situation, which I count as a coup. And I want to point something out before we let go. Anti-Semitism is hating people because they're of Semitic descent and for no other reason. Their religion or their ethnicity, I don't like you because you are this race or this religion. That's anti-Semitism. And none of the issues being discussed relate to Israel's ethnicity or its religion. It relates to Israel constantly invading their neighbors. It relates to Israel subverting the governments of Egypt and Palestine and the United States and who knows who all else to their own purposes to guarantee that the money flows from the rest of the world into the money addicts in Israel. It's about Israel's attack on an unarmed aid flotilla in international waters in May of last year, resulting in the deaths of 9 aid workers, including an American kid from New York. That is not anti-Semitism. We are not criticizing Israel for who they are and what they believe in. We criticize them for how they behave. It is Israel's actions that are under discussion here. And you should not dismiss criticism of Israel's actions by screaming anti-Semite any more than you would dismiss criticisms of the Nazis by screaming anti-Germanism. It doesn't make any sense, and that's all Israel has to argue with right now. So, all the states are cutting budgets. The message going out to the American people is, we've got to raise your taxes and give you nothing back for it, because after all, that's what money addiction is all about. The money comes from you to us, and we don't have to spend anything back on you. The goal of government, all government, is to extract the greatest amount of work product from the people for the least amount of upkeep. But in the case of the current United States, that has been taken to an absolutely ridiculous and unsupportable extreme. And so, every one of these state capitals, when they start talking about budget cuts for the services for which we pay taxes, they're going to get a ration of bovine excrement. And well, they should. We're willing to pay taxes for roads, schools, hospitals, infrastructure, that kind of thing. Fire department, police department, that kind of stuff, we're willing to pay taxes for. We're not willing to pay taxes and not have anything taken care of in our own life. If you want to cut services, fine. But then you're not going to get any more taxes.
Exactly.
Okay, we'll pay.
Another point I wanted to make. You said fear was an exhausting emotion. Yes, it is.
Yes.
And
yes,
I, too, am at the point, where you were saying that the FBI said there's was a 100% chance that there'd be a nuclear attack in the United States. I just went, so, booga booga, so what? I'm not afraid anymore.
Yeah, but here's the good news.
I see my country's infrastructure falling apart.
We're out of time. I got to let you go, but I want to leave you with this one positive thought. The good news is we, the American people, are no longer afraid like the Egyptians because we're tired of it. But all those people in government and Wall Street who have not been afraid up until this point, they're afraid right now. And they got a long way to go. We'll be back Monday, 2 o'clock Central here at the Republic Broadcasting Network. Have a good weekend. Be careful on those icy roads, and aloha, America.
The next